This will be easy.
Just discuss the pressure you guys were able to exert on Josh McCown. You know, what were the factors that led to that? What was critical? You know.
Yeah, I mean, that's big. You know, we obviously want to always pressure the quarterback. But when we could do it, you know, that 2 minute drive up 7 points, when we can get to him, it just changes the drive. You know, you go from first and 10, and you can turn it to second and 16, second and 15. You know, it kind of changes the play calling for the offensive coordinator. And then you get another one, you got a chance to end the game. So obviously on the fourth down call, we want to end it right there. But I thought we did a good job rebounding and realizing, like, the game's not over. You know, they made a play. And, you know, we did a good job just getting back and finishing the game. That was something I think we needed. We haven't played particularly well in the fourth quarter, and I thought this was big for us as a team to win a game where we had to play well in the fourth quarter.
What does it say about this team to be able to come from behind and get a win against your division foe?
Yeah, obviously not the start we wanted. But I think the thing is we have a lot of guys that have been here for a while and understand it's all about playing four quarters. We play games where we haven't played four quarters and, you know, got out to early leads and not finished the way we wanted and lose. And we also been down before. And I think it's good to be on both sides of that spectrum and understand you just got to keep playing. You know, if you get a team behind, you got to put your foot on the throat and finish them off. And when you get behind, you just got to keep playing. And I thought we did a good job of, you know, really flipping the game right in the first half, tying it up, giving our offense a chance to get the ball coming out of the half. We talk about that situation all the time as a team, and, you know, I thought we handled that well today.
On the overturned touchdown, can you describe what you saw on that play as it unfolded?
We knew it was close once they threw it up on the big screen. You can see the ball get juggled a little bit, but it always comes down to how they see it. You know, is it enough evidence? Is it not enough? So, you know, we felt that the ball was juggled a little bit, but I didn't know which way it was going to go. So, you know, obviously as a defense, we'll take that any day.
Devin, not the start you guys would have wanted defensively between not getting off the field third down and more big plays and so on and so forth. What went on or what did you see in the early going?
A lot of it was us. You know, leverage, just playing the defense call. You know, just each guy. And, you know, I think the thing that we did like was we were playing well first, second down, get them to third and, you know, 7+, 8+. That's where we want to be as a defense. And then it's just executing that third down call. So early on, we just didn't execute at a high level. And when you're going against a good team, a divisional team that knows you well, you know, if all 11 guys don't execute out there, especially a smart, savvy quarterback like McCown, he found the open guy each time. So that's something we got to do better early in the game because, you know, once we did it, we were able to get off the field. We were able to make some good third down plays. So it's always about coming out fast and starting the game right.
Devin, what about the play today of Malcolm Brown up front and the rest of the guys in the interior of the defensive line, not giving the Jets a lot with the inside runs? How important was that?
Yeah, I mean, Malcolm's turning into a leader on his defense. He's always talking throughout the whole game. He's really turning into a true pro on our team. And it's been fun for me as an older guy to see, you know, whether it's talking, whether it's, you know, in the training room late doing something extra for his body, and then his play. You know, I think the key thing always is leadership, is coming out and performing at a high level each game. And, you know, up front, he knows it starts with him. If he can come out and try to dominate, it'll go and trickle throughout that whole front. But, you know, we talked about that all the time. You know, if we can stop the run with those guys up front, and, you know, that frees us up in the back end to do different things. It frees Matty P up play calling wise, and it makes the team one dimensional. Then the secondary has to do their part. But, you know, up front, those guys really play well in the run game against a team that is a good running team.
You know, Devin, when you lose a guy kind of last minute like you did with Stephon, how does that shake up the preps and how everyone has to focus in on what they have to do to get them?
You just got to change some things up. I thought Bademosi did a great job of, you know, we came in Saturday and it was kind of thrown upon him. You know, we got to do this. You're going to be out there. We had different things ready to go if need be. But, you know, he's a guy that has a tough role in special teams in the kicking game, playing a lot of different roles. And he stepped up today coming in on defense and, you know, knowing where he needed to be, making plays, playing aggressive. And that was the key. We told him just play your style of football. Be aggressive. You know what's going on. You've been here long enough. As a safety, as a leader on the team, just keep talking to him throughout the game, making sure, echoing calls. And I thought he filled, you know, Steph's shoes really well today. We needed that.
Brady broke the all-time record for a regular season victory. Did you guys do anything for him afterward? Just what's been the best part of having him as your quarterback?
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't think anybody knew that. He doesn't even talk. I mean, I guess he has so many records, but the best thing is winning. You know, the guy's an unbelievable competitor. He pushes the team to other levels each week. You know, whether it's defensively trying to stop them from, you know, April throughout training camp, and then it's him constantly being on the offense to be better. And, you know, obviously you guys watch, our offense is a great offense. They put up points with anybody in the NFL, but he's always pushing them to be better. So I've learned a ton from him, you know, my time here and being able to, you know, get closer to him as being a captain and learning from him, you know, really one-on-one. So it's been unbelievable just to see him work and also hear what he has to say to me.
You alluded to Johnson on Saturday trying to catch up to speed on the defense. How much work has he gotten with the other first-team members of the secondary?
He's got some work, but I can't sit here and say, you know, he's got a large percentage of the reps. You know, that was him turning on the film, getting on the film, going over the play calls and putting it to the film. It was him asking questions leading up to the game to reassure himself. And I think with him, he's a guy that he wants to know everything. From the time he got here, you know, I think a lot of people saw it as, you know, we just picked up a special teams player, but he takes his role as a corner serious. So he's been learning the defense. He's been working out there, whether it's on scout team, whether then he gets reps with the first defense. So I thought it was a great opportunity for him, and he took advantage of it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Doug.